的确承认感觉有一点点陌生。
I have to admit, it's kind of,
一方面是 in person, 一方面是新的地方。
Can feel, a little, not so, usual, because it's a new place, and it's also during the pandemic.
我今天的这个交通的题目呢，其实是根据西岸聚会的这个主题。
My sharing today is according to the theme at the WCCC.
所以题目其实就是属灵的实际。
And the sharing is on spiritual reality.
我想我们今天我们现在已经在新的会所能够来聚会。
And so now we can gather here at this new meeting place.
然后同时之间呢，好像在我们新的开头，主也预备了这样一个题目。
And in this, with this new beginning, the Lord asked to prepare this topic for us.
我甚至可以有一个感觉，就是我们这边的聚集呢，可以定一个定调，就是有个tone。我们是在这里追求属灵的实际。
And I feel that when we gather here, we can set a tone because we are here pursuing spiritual reality.
也就是说，如果我们五年后、十年后，如果还在这里的话
，It is to say that in 5 years, in 10 years, if we were still here,
我们要一直被提醒，我们在这边聚集呢，就是为了要追求属灵的实际。
We have to remind it often that we are here to pursue spiritual reality.
如果到了哪一天，我们慢慢的失去这个东西。
If one day we were to lose this,
我们要受提醒。
We have to be reminded.
我们要悔改，要回到这个方向上。
We need to repent and come back to this direction.
我刚开头哈，我是从我们一同来从福音的缘由，我们来看属灵的实际。
And here, to begin, we'll look from, the gospel, the reason, to see spiritual reality.
我们看一下罗马书的第一章一到四节。
We'll see Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
罗马书的第一章一到四节。
Romans 1, 1 to 4.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the holy scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要回到这个我们信主的源头，什么是福音？
We have to return to that origin. What is gospel?
然后我们知道保罗这位使徒呢，是神特别差遣他来传福音的一个使徒。
We know that Paul, this apostle, is picked by the Lord Jesus to preach his gospel.
他接受了这个托付，成为了一个传福音的使徒。
So he has received this trust, entrustment to be an apostle of the gospel.
那他本人呢，对福音应该是非常的熟悉，非常的清楚。
So personally, he ought to be very familiar with the gospel.
所以保罗他会怎么样去描述这个福音呢？
So how does Paul describe the gospel?
所以一方面哈，我们知道这个福音呢，是神的一个完备恩典的救赎。
So on one hand, we know that this gospel is the perfect, complete salvation.
但是当保罗用开头用简短的话来描述这个福音的时候，他是这样说。
But when Paul opens that with a very simple description of the gospel, this is what he says.
他说第二节哈，他说这个福音呢，其实在圣经上还作为在众历世历代呢，都已经有这个应许了。
He said that in verse 2, this has been already promised through the generations.
然后第三节，他的意思就是说，这个福音呢，就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And he said in the third verse is that this gospel is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他提到说，虽然按着这个人的这个肉身来讲呢，他是一个大卫所生的一个后裔。
He said that even though according to the flesh he is born of the seed of David.
但是当看到那个后面主他这个本身那个实质的时候呢，其实这个或者说看到这个福音的实质，是从灵里面来认识到这个福音就是神的儿子。
But when using spiritual, that substance, that gospel is the Son of God.
所以其实对我们刚开始接受福音的时候，也可能有这方面的经历。
So when we first receive the gospel, maybe we have this experience.
我们可能开头的时候，像我以前信主之前，我觉得耶稣是一个虚构的人物。
So in the beginning, before I received the gospel, I feel that Jesus Christ, he'sSomebody that you just think about it.
然后但是慢慢我接受到，哦，原来这件耶稣这个人呢，在历史上是真的有这个人的。
But then I realized that Jesus, he has indeed, he's someone in the history.
然后这是他是一位真实在历史上有的人物。
He's truly a figure that has walked in history.
他的说话行事，他带领的这些门徒，他上了十字架，这些是真实的历史发生的事件。
What he has spoken, all his actions, these are all true historical facts.
所以当我那时候要信主的时候，我对自己说，我是没有办法相信一个假的东西。
So when I want to believe the Lord, I told myself I cannot believe in something that is not true.
不管任何的人把一个事情描述的多少多么的好，多么的美好，就是喜乐啦，有平安啦。
No matter how someone describes something as beautiful as of joy and peace.
但如果这件事情本身是假的话，我不会去信的。
But if this matter is untrue, then I wouldn't go believe it.
所以有的时候我们开头的时候知道说这个事情是真的，在历史上是真的。
When in the beginning we know that in history this is true.
但这个还不够。
This is not enough.
有的时候我们说哦，头脑或是我的这个被基督徒言语说服了。Okay, 我都同意了。
Maybe sometimes we said, oh, in my head, or you know, I've been convinced by all these Christians, now I can agree on something.
然后我觉得这个事情呢，也是历史上一个真正发生的事情。
And I feel that yes, you know, this indeed has happened in history.
但是一个人如果要真正的重生得救的话，他必须进入那个属灵的实际。
But if one person were to be truly born again, he has to enter into the spiritual reality.
对，头脑是不够的。
In the head is not enough.
他必须从心里面相信了主，然后圣灵启示耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
He has to believe in his heart and the Holy Spirit reveals to him that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
然后他必须是从圣灵生的，才是真正能够重生得救的人。
He has to be born of the Holy Spirit and he is one who is born again.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们传福音的时候，我们所传的是那一位。
So brothers and sisters, when we preach the gospel, he is the one whom we preach.
是，我们可以用很多的言语去描述神的救恩是何等的美好。
We can use many words to describe how wonderful God's salvation is.
但这个所有的这个描述的后面那个实体、那个实质呢，是我们的主耶稣基督。
But the substance of all these descriptions is our Lord Jesus.
所以这就是保罗在罗马书他要介绍福音的时候呢，一开头他就要想要强调的事情。
So this is what Paul emphasized when he introduced the gospel.
然后接下来我要看的是。我们人的堕落呢，叫我们失去了那个属灵的实际。
Next, I want to share on how man's fall causes us to lose that spiritual reality.
我们看一下罗马书的第一章二十到二十五节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 20 to 25.
自从罗马书第一章二十到二十五节。
1:20-25.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄无知，虚妄无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事， 以致彼此玷污自己的身体，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远，阿们。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man.And birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
你注意一下，我们注意一下这个二十五节，他说把神的真实变为虚谎。
Pay attention to verse 15. It says, exchange the truth of God for the lie.
对，verse 25.
Yes.
然后那个第三章的第四节的前半段。
And in chapter 3, verse, the first part of verse.
第三章第四节的前半段。对。断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人都是虚谎。
Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar.
所以其实在保罗的这个感觉里面，他想要传递这个福音，在罗马书里面传递这个福音。
So in Paul's feeling, he wants to pass on this gospel in Romans.
他心中有一个，有至少有一个目的，他想要把人带到一个真实的光景里。
He has a purpose in his heart to bring man into this condition of truth.
能够远离那个虚空，远离谎言，远离那个虚假。
To leave emptiness, to leave lies, and to leave falsehood.
所以在罗马书第一章的二十到二十五节的时候呢，他描述了人的堕落。
So in Romans 1, chapter 1, verse 20 to 25, he described man's fall.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们通常知道啊，人是怎么堕落的。
Brothers and sisters, we know how man fell.
当人当亚当犯罪，亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，人的灵是先死亡了。
But Adam and Eve sinned, the man's spirit already died.
那跟神的那个管道，交通的管道，那个灵里面的功能基本上是死亡了。
That channel of fellowship with God that is dead.
然后人就开始用在魂里面以自我为中心。
And man starts to be self-centered in his soul.
然后整个这个腐败腐烂的状况呢，就延伸到他的身体。
And this corrupt condition extend into his body.
对，有时候我们用一个比方啊，就是那个苹果，我们吃苹果，有时候是外面看的好好的。
So we use an example like when we eat an apple, you know, on the outside is very good.
但你咬一咬之后，发现里面就烂掉了。
And when you take a few bites, you know, inside is rotting.
所以有的苹果它烂的时候呢，它是从那个苹果心，所以最里面开始烂出来的。
So when the apple, when it rots from the very heart of itself.
所以当人堕落的时候呢，它里面开始烂了，然后慢慢造成了人的死亡。
So when man fell inside of him, within him, it's already corrupt and it causes death.
然后当保罗在讲到人的这个堕落的时候呢，他讲到说人本来应该要知道有神的。
So when Paul speaks of man's fall, he said man ought to know that there is a God.
然后二十一节他说虽然知道有神，但是却不当作神，也不尊重他。
He said that although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God.
所以第一件事情，当人开始离开神，他不尊重神了。
So first thing, when man departs from God, he starts to not honor God.
以前哈，如果有神的话，你会去思想神的事情。
So in the past, when there is God, you will start to think about what things of God.
但现在你把神从人的身上挪开之后，
But when you remove God from man,
他的那个心思，他那个思念啊，就变成虚妄。
So in his mind, it becomes just vain.
对，你可以说他是这个整个思想哈，就变成没有目标，是一个空的状态。
So in his mind, you can say it's empty. There is no direct goal.
对，原来是神这边有一个美好的心意，然后能够让人有一个美好的思想，能够去追求的。
So So God here has a beautiful purpose and have a, for man a beautiful mind to pursue.
但像我们把那个人的关键的那个认识呢拿开了，他就不晓得去想什么东西。
But we take that very vital thing from man and he doesn't know what to think about anymore.
那找不到方向，是一个 empty， 是一个 vain， 这些各样的虚空的一个情况。
So he can't find any direction, and so there's so he's in a condition of emptiness.
当人这个心思变成没有目标之后。
So when man's mind has no goal,
无知的心就昏暗了。
So this foolish heart becomes darkened.
你会发现这个人就没有办法，就变得很糊涂，就是根本没有办法去了解什么是对，什么是错。
So man becomes foolish and do not understand what is right and what is wrong.
对，什么是有益的，什么是有损的。
What is profitable, what is unprofitable?
他的心就慢慢落到一个黑暗的光景里面。
And his heart starts to fall into darkness.
然后神造人的时候，人都有一个空处。
So when God created man, man has that empty spot.
如果我们离开神的话，那个空处就空掉。
If we leave God, then that emptiness, that will be, that will still be empty.
所以他接下来呢，就用偶像去填补这个空处。
He starts to use idols to fill up, to replace this, into this emptiness.
然后这个偶像呢，就代替了神在我们身上的地位。
So this idol will replace the position of God in all in us.
接下来人就开始任凭就被任凭逞着心里的情欲了。
So man is given up to uncleanness and it has lust of their hearts.
人就开始不管心思。心思跟我们的心整个都黑暗了，然后我们就开始放纵我们的肉体。
So our mind and then our hearts become darkened, and then we lose it and let loose and our flesh.
然后我们的身体就被那个欲望跟那个各样的罪恶所控制。
And it will be controlled by all the desires and all the sins.
所以当保罗把这整个人的堕落的情况去做一个总结的时候
，So when Paul concludes the fall of man.
他说他们把神的真实变成了虚谎。
It says that they exchanged God's truth with lie.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里，当我们在接受西岸聚会的弟兄们的交通的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we are here, when we receive the fellowship of brothers from WCCC,
其实弟兄们想把那个神原初的那个心意呢传递给我们。
The brothers want to pass on the original purpose of God's heart.
叫我们从那个最根基的地方呢，能够把我们这个烂掉的人能够被恢复过来。
That we can, from that very foundational point, we were kind of rotten already. We can be restored.
对，我们所想的、所追求的，不再只是一个虚空的东西。
What we think about, what we pursue, is no longer that is empty.
我们的心能够恢复到那个明亮的光景。
That our hearts can be restored to that brightness.
我们不让那个罪那个情欲在我们身上作王。
That we do not let sin and let lust reign in our hearts.
所以当这些种种，当我们回到神的心意的时候，连在这个心意的时候呢，我们就发现我们就能够回到那个真实里面。
So when we return to God's purpose, then we see that we can return into that truth.
接下来我想要提到的是我们要从灵的功用来认识属灵的实际。
Next, I want to mention how, from the function of the spirit to know spiritual reality.
对。我特别希望年轻人能够注意特别注意一下。
I want young people to really pay attention to that.
对。我们开始信主之后，我们认识人是灵魂身体。
When we believe in the Lord, we know that man is we have our spirit, our soul, and our body.
然后我们得救之后呢，我们凭着主的应许呢，我们知道圣灵宝贵师已经住在我们的心里面了。
And when we believe in the Lord by the promise of the Holy Spirit, we have by the promise we have the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
我们一定要有个认识哈。
We have to have this understanding.
我们基督徒的成长呢？不是叫我们做一个世人观念上的好人。
The growth of a Christian is not to be a good person in the eyes of man.
而是做一个属灵的人。
But to be a spiritual man.
所以我们在这些年来呢，我们 在各个场合多次的强调生命的感觉，还有属灵的操练。
So we have emphasized through all these years on that sense of life, that spiritual exercise.
这个其实是给我们一条能够切入的路呢，叫我们能够有机会成为一个属灵的人。
And these give us a way to become a spiritual man.
所以当我们一直在那边学习注意生命的感觉，我们注意我们属灵的操练。
So when we learn to pay attention to that sense of life, to that spiritual exercise,
至少最基本的叫我们能够明白说，就不再觉得属灵是一个抽象的事情。
And at least, you know, very basic, that we no longer feel that spirituality is something that's abstract.
对，我们必须承认好，就是我们活在我们这个肉体跟这个 physical, 就是物质的世界已经很久了。
We have to admit that we live in our physical body in this material world. It's been a long time.
那从我们天然的经历来说，我们是没有所谓属灵的经历的。
So in our natural experiences, we have no spiritual experiences.
所以这可以理解，当我们信主之后，会觉得所谓的属灵或是圣灵会感觉抽象，我想这是可以理解的。
So it's understandable that when we believe in the Lord, we feel that spirituality is kind of abstract.
但是我们一定要脱离这个开端的情况。
But we have to get out of this beginning.
就像我们弟兄所里面在现聚会所交通的。
Just like brothers have shared in WCCC.
当我们在这些操练，在这些跟主的关系越来越长进之后。
And as we exercise and our relationship with the Lord has increased,
有时候甚至可以觉得说，属灵的这个世界，属灵的事情呢，比物质的事情有时候感觉还更真实。
That we feel that spiritual matters seem to be even more real than material matters.
所以当这个老约翰写约翰福音、写约翰一书等等的时候
，So when John wrote the gospel and also wrote the Revelation and others.
他里面当中有一个负担，他想要把这个属灵的这个事情呢，叫我们能够很摸到，它是一个很真的东西。
John wants us to touch that the spirituality. This is something that's very real.
对，所以它里面至少有提到有真光，有真粮。
That true light, that living bread.
有真葡萄树。
A true vine.
对，我们在这边看的光其实是很能够摸着，我们知道这边是一个光。
The light we see here, you know, we can touch it as light.
但老约翰想要说，我们里面那个属灵的光呢，是真光。
But John wants to tell us that in us, that spiritual light, that is that true light.
对，我们到了中午，可能这个肚子饿了，想要吃东西。
Maybe by lunchtime, we'll feel hungry.
然后你吃饱之后觉得很实在。
Oh, you feel, you know, that's very practical. I'm already full.
但老约翰想要讲说，那个主给的这个那个粮哈，那个属灵的粮是真粮。
But John wants to tell us that what the Lord gives us, that spiritual bread, that is the true bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们信主之后，因着我们这个灵这个官能恢复了功能。
So brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord, this the spirit, that organ, you know, has restored its function.
请注意好，那个功用功能开始恢复了。
That function, pay attention, that function has been restored.
然后就在我们身上产生了那个影响。
And it can affect us.
然后产生了一些经历。
It can give us experiences.
然后我们就开始经历到说，哦，原来我信主之后，有些东西是变了，有些东西是不同了。
So we start to experience that when we believe in the Lord, things change, it's different.
然后我们就从灵里面这个功用的表现呢，我们就开始明白属灵的事情。
And from the function of the spirit within, we start to understand spiritual matters.
所以有的时候这些属灵的感觉，我们自己也解释不清楚。
Sometimes these things in the spirit, you know, we cannot explain fully.
对，比如说以前我们常用年长弟兄的一个例子。
And we often use an example of our elderly brother.
一个不识字的一个老弟兄信主了。
A brother who is illiterate and he believes in the Lord.
平常吃饭都要喝酒。
When he has his meal, he has to have wine.
为什么信主之后突然有一天 喝不下去了呢？
But how come, you know, after he believed in the Lord, he cannot drink it anymore?
你发现他自己也搞不清楚。
He couldn't, you know, figure it out.
但是他知道有一个功能功用呢，在他身上产生了作用。
But he knew that there is a function that is working in him.
还有那个小朋友的例子哈。
And one of the little child.
对，有一个小姐姐跟她这个小弟弟，就小姐姐有一个好像钢笔之类的。
And younger girl, she has a pen.
啊，小弟弟就觉得，哎呀，姐姐那个钢笔看起来真好，可以给我。
And her brother felt that, you know, this pen is really good. Can you give it to me?
啊，小姐姐就舍不得啊，不想给。
And the sister, you know, couldn't part with the pen.
但后来还是给了。
But she gave it to him anyhow.
你问那个爸爸妈妈问他，你为什么要给弟弟这个钢笔呢？
But the parents asked her, why do you give it to him?
他说我肚子不舒服。
She said, I'm not feeling well in my tummy.
没有，他其实不是真的肚子不舒服，他就是里面圣灵给他那个不舒服的感觉。
It's not that, you know, she has a tummy ache, but, you know, the Holy Spirit that has felt uncomfortable within.
但有的经历是我们开始知道我自己有了不同了。
But some experiences, we notice that, you know, we have something different.
当我们信主之后，看有时候看到福音，就是不信主的人。
When we see people who didn't believe.
啊，不管我这个人有胆量或者没有胆量跟他谈福音。
Whether you know I was courageous enough to share the gospel or not.
哎，但是我突然知道，说我心里面一看到他，我就希望他信耶稣。
But when I see this person, I wish that, you know, this person would know, would believe.
对，我知道这个感觉是真的，这我真的很希望他能够信耶稣。
I know this feeling is real. I want him to believe.
然后有些事情我过去做了，我觉得无所谓。
Some things I did in the past, I feel, you know, that's nothing.
但是现在信主了，我一做下去，一讲出来，我里面就觉得很不平安。
But after I believe, you know, when I say this or when I do that, I felt unpeaceful.
哦，我知道这件事情主不喜悦了。
And I know that God doesn't is not pleased with this matter.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要从灵的功用在我们身上呢，来去开始去明白什么是属灵的事情，才能够明白什么叫做属灵的实际。
So brothers and sisters, we have to start from the function of the Spirit within us to know what is spiritual, then we can really have that spiritual reality.
对，接下来我想提一个，我不知道怎么形容，就是我想要澄清一个事情哈，就是 practical 跟 reality, 就是 practical, 就是实用跟实际。
I want to clarify something that's between being practical and then the reality.
因为我们中文有的时候说到很实际的时候，有的时候我们其实意思是 practical, 是实用，我用实用哈。
Often the Chinese term for that, we often say it's practical.
我是结婚之后学到一个功课哈。
After I got married, I learned a lesson.
对，就是弟兄们，就有些不一定每个都这样子哈，我就做比方好了。
Not everybody is like this, but I'm just using an example.
我发现那个不实用的礼物会比较受到太太的青睐。
A gift that's not practical seems to please the wife more.
对，比如说什么项链啦、花啦、卡片啦。
Like necklaces or
花。
Flowers or cards.
对啊，这些东西就是有比较大的机会让就是。会姊妹会比较高兴。
So there's a bigger chance that the sisters will like it.
那但是如果你送了什么，我觉得很实用啊，吸尘器啊，炒菜锅。
So you know, I thought it's very practical to gift to her a vacuum or a cooking pan.
就有很大的机会，就有点勉强的。
No,
there's a big chance that it will be not so nice. 年长弟兄孙弟兄有一次讲到一个他的事情。
I think you remember the brother's son shared something of his own.
就有一次他吃饭的时候碰到一起聚会的一个弟兄。
When he was having a meal, he met a brother.
啊，其实看到弟兄姊妹其实挺高兴的。
He was very happy to see brothers and sisters.
然后那天那个弟兄呢，好像已经忍耐蛮久了，终于要跟孙弟兄有一点那个回馈。
So their brother probably has already bared for a long time and wanted to give our brother some feedback.
然后弟兄啊，我觉得你的这个信息是很不错，但是很好啦，就是但是牧养就是启示性很好，但是牧养性没有。
Brother, I feel that you know your messages are very good, but you have more a revelation versus shepherding.
我觉得这个这样子讲起来，我想对我们弟兄还是感觉还是可能会还是有就是心中，因为我们传道人哈，就传道人总是希望能够牧养弟兄姊妹嘛。
You know, the thing is, as preachers, we want to really to be able to shepherd brothers and sisters.
但你现在讲我没有牧养性的话，那是我还是可能心中还是觉得有点可能会有点沮丧吧。
So probably feeling discouraged because you said that I don't have my messages is not of shepherding.
不，其实我猜想哈、那个给建议的那个弟兄可能指的是比较多的这个、我现在要讲的这个方面。
But I feel that the brother when he talks about it is more what I'm going to share right now.
比如说讲到夫妻要如何相处。
How husband and wife get along.
对，如何教养小孩。
How you teach and bring up your kids.
我要如何找工作。
How do I find a job?
然后读书不专心，我要怎么样让我读书可以专心。
How can I get myself to be focused in my studies?
然后我每天都失眠睡不好，我要怎么样睡觉睡得好。
How do I get good sleep? I have insomnia.
所以我其实我在我信主早期的时候好像也听过这样子一个讲法。
And when I first believed in the Lord, I have heard of the saying.
就是我们的信息不太实际。
That our messages are not
不太实用啊，就是不 practical. 对。所以他们想的就是说，我应该要，我现在要找工作了，我现在有这个问题，你这些信息应该帮助我解决这些问题才对啊。
So they see that, you know, I'm looking for a job, you know, your messages out to help me solve this problem.
弟兄姊妹啊，的确啊，这些很多事情哈，这些很实际的事情是我们真实的需要。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, all these things, these practical things are our needs.
我们也很想解决我目前的难处。
We also want to solve the difficulties that we have right now.
但弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学好，我们要抓住属灵的实际来看这些情况。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remember, we have to have spiritual reality to look at all these circumstances.
其实从某个角度来说，圣经里面也有很多所谓很实用 practical 的东西。
There is also very practical stuff in the Bible.
比如说以弗所书前面一半呢，它是讲到神的一个启示。
In Ephesians, the first part speaks of God's revelation.
它后面真的就是很跟我们生活很相关了。
And in the back, it's very related to our daily living.
对，他说你生气不要留到日落。
Or when you are when you have anger, do not wait until sunset.
然后夫妻要怎么样，就是丈夫要怎么对他妻子，妻子要怎么样对他的丈夫。
How the husband is to be for the wife and the wife for the husband.
然后父亲要怎么对孩子，孩子要怎么对父亲。
And the father to the child and the child to the father.
其实他是有提到的。
It did mention it.
但是我们有时候想到那个什么所谓的实用的时候，比如说啊，夫妻这个关系有难处的时候。
So when we say practicality, when we said you know there's difficulty with the husband and the wife.
对，有时候世界的方法，我随便举例哈，就说，哎，你的丈夫你要常常说谢谢。
In the world, you said that you know the husband has to say thank you often.
要多说我爱你。
And say I love you more.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情有提醒，我觉得也是好的。因为你要说谢谢，你不要不礼貌。
Brothers and sisters, you know these are good reminders. You have to say thank you and you know have your manners.
但是这个有没有解决我们真正本质上的问题呢
？But does it solve that very true problem?
除非是主叫我们身上有一个真实的感恩。
Unless the Lord causes us within us to have that true thankfulness.
那你说的这些谢谢哈，你做的这些，你可能没有讲太多谢谢，但你里面是感恩的，是感谢的。
Even though you didn't say a lot of thank yous, but within you there's gratefulness.
所以这个里面我们要摸到里面有一些真的东西，有些是方法的东西。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see some are true things and some are just methods.
我以前也帮人看过他的 resume, 就那个履历表。
I have helped others look at that resume.
然后我也给人找工作面谈的时候可能某一些的建议。
And I've given suggestions for the interviews.
但弟兄姊妹，如果这些事情没有跟主连上的话，
But brothers and sisters, if these things are not connected to the Lord,
我们跟世界上的人一样，很 practical, 但是跟世界上没有什么差别。
Then we are just like the world, you know, it's very practical and we have no difference.
对，我们的确我们要把这个履历表写好一点，我们要尽我们的本分，准备我们的面谈。
Indeed, we have to write out our resumes and after do our due diligence and prepare for the interviews.
但属灵的实际在哪里呢？
Where is the spiritual reality?
对，除非我们看见说这个工作是主给的。
Unless we see that this job is given to us by the Lord.
对，我们要看见，当我面谈的时候，我必须要仰望神给我言语，给我智慧。
And when I interview, I have to look to the Lord to give me the words, to give me wisdom.
对，我知道我找工作只是在地上为着养生而已。
And for me to look for a job, it's just for having a living on this earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可能都在找工作，都在做同一个事情。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we are all looking for jobs. We're doing the same thing.
有的人就只想着要很实用。
And some only thought about, you know, just being practical.
但是要小心，我们不要失去了那个属灵的实际。
But be careful not to lose that spiritual reality.
所以在这个方面，我用两句话来表达它。
So I use two phrases to express this.
我们可能是一个 practical 的，就很实用的实用的方法。但是里面却可以没有属灵的实际。
We may have very practical methods, but without spiritual reality.
所以就是我刚刚讲的，我们可能方法做得很好，但是里面却跟神没有关系。
We have very good methods, but in it there's nothing to do with God.
对，第二句话我是这样想哈。
The second.
当我们有了属灵的实际的时候呢，属灵的原则都是 practical 的。
And that is when we have spiritual reality, then all spiritual principles are practical.
对，当我们在把我们的舍己带进我们的家庭生活的时候。
So when we deny ourselves, we bring this into our family life.
对，我们就发现我们的洗碗可以不抱怨。
And when we do our dishes, we will not complain.
本来太太那个挤牙膏都要挤得很好，但是先生乱挤嘛，但是现在太太觉得我舍己这个挤。先生你怎么挤都没关系。
Maybe the husband, you know, the way they get the toothpaste out, you know, is very bad, but the wife, you know, denied herself and said, you know, whatever way you do it, it's fine.
你乱挤之后我在主面前再好好把它挤回来就好了。
Well, you know, whatever you do, I'll just, before the Lord, I will deal with it and get it better.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到属灵的实际的时候，其实是非常实用的，是 practical 的东西。
So brothers and sisters, when we meet spiritual reality, it's very practical.
所以当我们在这边一同的追求，我们要追求认识主，我们追求舍己，追求认识神的旨意。
So when we pursue to know the Lord, to pursue to deny ourselves and to know the will of God.
对，我们愿意奉献交托，我们愿意学信心的功课。
We're willing to consecrate ourselves to give ourselves and also to learn the lesson of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是把我们带进那个属灵的实际里面。
Brothers and sisters, all these brings us into spiritual reality.
然后我们一定要能够认定，当我们这样子去学的时候呢，其实这些都是最实用的。
We have to acknowledge that if, when we exercise these are very practical.
我接下来想要从主耶稣自己呢，我们来摸着一下。多摸着一些属灵的实际。
Now I want to see from the Lord Jesus himself that we can touch more of the spiritual reality.
我们看一下那个希伯来书第一章第三节的前半。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse, the first part of verse
3. 希伯来书第一章第三节的前半。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
我们再来看那个约翰福音第一章十七十八节。
John chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.
约翰福音第一章十七十八节。
John 1:17-18.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
我们再看一处罗马书的第一章的十七节的前半。
Romans chapter 1, the first half of 17.
对，罗马书第一章十七节的前半，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed.
而请记得哈，我刚刚一开头有提到，这个福音你可以把它换成神的儿子耶稣基督。
In the beginning I said that this gospel you can change it to the Son of God.
所以神的义呢，可以在我们的主身上显明出来。
So the righteousness of God can be revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那个有一个词我们知道很难去领会，叫做荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, we know it's hard to understand this word, glory.
神是一个荣耀的神，我们可以去想象他，去想象。
He's a, our God is a God of glory, we can imagine.
但是在希伯来书的作者里面，他的意思是说，如果我们要去明白什么叫荣耀的话，我们要去看主耶稣。
But the author of the book of Hebrews said that if we were to understand what is glory, we have to look at our Lord.
因为他是神荣耀所发的那个光辉，那个光彩。
Because he is the brightness of his glory.
然后神是个灵，是一位灵，我们有时候不太能够摸着这位属灵的神。
God is a spirit. So sometimes it's hard for us to touch that spirit.
所以他这边就讲到说，我们的主呢是神本体的真相。
But here it says that our Lord is the express image of His person.
Okay, 所以我想这边他有个那个本体的真相，他本体可以是一个 image， 真相可以是他 express 或者是他一个 substance.
So it the It's like the express image of that substance.
对，也就是说，我们对于神的那个形象哈，有时候不有点模糊，不太能够领会。
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand that image.
但是我们的主呢，是那个神本身的那个本身的 image， 他的形象的那个实质，是他的 reality。
But our Lord Jesus, He is that substance, that reality of that image.
所以我们的主呢，他所有的说话，他的行动呢，全部都是显出神来。
So our Lord Jesus, His words, His action express God.
那神有什么性情，神的性格是如何，神怎么反应事情，我们都从主耶稣的身上看见那个本体，那个实质。
So the nature of God, His character and how He reacts to things, we can see that in our Lord Jesus.
然后有的时候我们想说 ，OK， 我们知道有个 grace， 就是有个恩典。这件事情
We know this matter that there is grace.
然后我们也想到说有一个真理，什么是 truth?
And then there's truth. And what is truth?
就好像不太能够去抓住它到底什么意思。
Sometimes it's hard to grasp the meaning.
但是很稀奇的，这个恩典和真理呢，全部在我们主身上把它很真实的把它显明出来。
But this grace, this truth has been expressed in reality by our Lord Jesus.
所以当我们看见我们的主他怎么对待我们的时候，我们就知道这里面就发表了神的恩典。
So when we see how our Lord Jesus is towards us, and he shows us that grace of God.
当我们知道看见我们的主他怎么样责备这些虚假的情况，我们知道他是在真理上面他没有任何的妥协的。
So when our Lord Jesus rebukes that falsehood, then he shows to us that he does not compromise the truth.
所以也就是说，当我们越认识主，跟他越亲近的时候呢，我们就越摸到那个神真正的东西。
So in other words, when we draw close to our Lord Jesus, then we touch that reality.
我们可能就能够越多明白什么是神的智慧，什么是神的荣耀，什么是神的平安，什么是神的恩典。
So we can understand even more what is the glory, that peace, that grace of God.
所以我们的主就把那个 reality 能够带到我们的身上。
So our Lord Jesus brought the reality into us.
当那个保罗在写罗马书的时候，我就在想，这个神的义是在福音上面显明出来。
So when Paul wrote the book of Romans, I see that God's righteousness is being revealed.
对，有时候一些词哈，我们听多了，以为自己理解了。比如说公义，什么是义？
Sometimes some of the words used, you know, we feel that we have listened to it a lot, we understand it, but what is righteousness?
啊，有时候又去想这个公义的时候，又感觉有点模糊。
And it's kind of blurry when we think about righteousness.
所以我们中国古代的时候有一个人叫包青天，就是脸黑黑的那个。
So in ancient China, there's this justice ball.
Yes, 什么
？Justice ball.
哦 ，OK， 好。所以就是他是个审判官，还是不知道 judge 还是 governor， 反正他就审断事情的时候非常公平公正。
So he's like a judge or governor. So when he judges things, he's being very fair.
所以当那个老钟想到公义的时候，就你去想包青天就对了。
So oftentimes Chinese, when we think about righteousness, we think about this justice ball.
然后我们从神的儿子，就是这位福音的身上呢，我们发现我们可以明白什么叫做神的义。
So in the gospel, from the Son of God, from the gospel, we know what we can understand what is the righteousness of God.
当然我们也可以从他身上能够看见什么是神的慈爱。
But on our Lord Jesus, we can also see the loving kindness of God.
所以一个方面好，就是我们看见我们的主耶稣的时候呢，我们知道他为我们承受我们的罪的刑罚而死。
So when we look at our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that he bears the judgment of our sin and died.
我们就看见一个事情是神他绝对不以有罪的为无罪。
So we know that for our God, he does not take the, you know, the one that sin to be, that say it's not sinful.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一下哈，如果我们有孩子。
Brothers and sisters, imagine if you have children.
你有没有办法对你自己的孩子完全不留情面的执行一个公义的判决？
Are you able to judge your children, you know, give your children a judgment without any feelings?
但是当我们的父神在他的爱子的身上，
But our father on his beloved son.
既然这位主，在这位耶稣呢，承担了一切的罪。
Our Lord Jesus bared all our sin.
神的公义就没有任何打折扣的就临到他的身上。
So God, the righteous one, you know, all the righteousness has to be expressed.
然后神就定义把他的儿子压伤。
So he set his mind to
crush
his son.
然后他在他的公义的这个本质上面呢，不留情面的审判定了他儿子死罪。
So in the nature of his righteousness, he has to give his son the death sentence.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这个点，我们看见神一定是公义的。
So from this we see that God is righteous.
就算是对着他的儿子，他也一样是公义的。
So even toward his son, he is righteous.
然后这个神的义呢，就在这个福音上面显明出来。
So God's righteousness is being expressed in the gospel.
另外一个方面，义的意思也就是对的意思。
And in another part, the righteousness is also means correct.
什么是神眼中看为就是神看为对，就是神眼中看为正的事情。
What is right before the eyes of God?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主呢，也完全彰显了神的对。
Our Lord Jesus also expressed fully what is right before the Lord.
所以如果我们学主的样式跟随他的话，我们其实就在 行在神眼中所看为正的路上。
So when we learn of our Lord and follow Him, we are also walking in a way that God sees us right.
我们就真正有一个成为义人的那个实际，然后摸到什么叫做神的对。
Then we have this spiritual reality of a righteous man, and we touch what is right before God.
所以弟兄姊妹，有些时候我们做一些事情哈，还不在于事情的对跟错。
Brothers and sisters, when we do things, it's not whether the thing is right or the thing is wrong.
重点是里面主有没有在里面，里面有没有主的生命。
Important thing is the Lord there? Is there the life of the Lord there?
所以我想我们弟兄们根据那个哥罗西书，从主的居首位来看属灵的实际。
So our brothers from the Colossians see up from the Lord's preeminence, looking at spiritual reality.
我们看一下那个哥罗西书的第一章十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
哥罗西书的第一章的十八节，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
其实弟兄们有一个在做试着做一个事情，就是根据圣经上主的原则跟主的话来引导我们能够进入到那个属灵的实际里。
So the brothers are doing this thing that from the word according to the Bible that to point us, to give us a way to obtain the spiritual reality.
所以康登弟兄的信息里面有一条路哈，就是如果我们在一个事情上面让基督居首位的话，他就把这个事情带进到属灵的实际。
So Brother Condon share with us that and the thing that we let the Lord have preeminence that it will bring us into spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，那个属灵的实际是一件事情的本质，有的时候是外表看不太出来的。
That spiritual reality, that's the nature of that thing. So outwardly, you can't see it sometimes.
对，我在早年的时候，年长弟兄的一些例子哈，对我是有帮助的。
So in early days, elderly brothers there.Examples are very helpful to me.
对，我想我以前应该也提过，我在这边在我们在一同的再复习一下。
I've mentioned before, but we can review it again.
他讲到说有两个姊妹，他们被就是说被托付要去带小朋友，比如说带主日学。
So there are two sisters who have been entrusted to take care of the children, like in Sunday school, for example.
然后一个姊妹呢，她是平常就对小孩子很有办法。
And one sister is very, you know, normally is very good with kids.
那另外一位就跟我一样对小孩子没有办法。
The other one, just like me, you know, I do not know what to do with them.
我其实带查经已经不容易，但是我觉得带小孩子比带查经还难上好几倍。
You know, taking care of a Bible study is not easy, but you know, to take care of children that is way harder.
所以当他们在这个准备服事的这个过程里面呢
，So as they prepare to serve,
这个平常就对小孩子很头疼的没有办法的姊妹呢，就拼命的祷告。
So the sister who has difficulty dealing with children, you know, she was just praying earnestly.
他为他的光景，为他的光景祷告。
For her own condition.
求主给智慧，给这个办法，能够治一下这些小孩子。
For the Lord to give wisdom and methods to help down the kids.
对，求主让孩子那一天呢能够听话。
That the kids, the children will listen that day.
一直祷告。
She kept praying.
然后另外一个姊妹，我们也不能够说她不忠心。
So the other sister, we cannot say that she's not faithful.
但是因为她天然呢，就已经对小孩子很知道怎么去对待他们。
But in her nature, she knew how to deal with the children.
对，她很有办法让一群小孩子安静下来。
And she was very capable to let all the children be silent.
也许她也有一点祷告。
Maybe she prayed a little.
但是她知道说，就是这样带应该就可以了。
But she feels that maybe just take care of that's good enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，这两位姊妹她们都同样带了一次的主日学。
Brothers and sisters, both sisters they led the Sunday school one time.
但是我们必须要说，前面的那个没有把握的姊妹呢，她里面多了许多属灵的实际。
But we have to say that that sister wasn't that confident in herself, but you know, there is more spiritual reality within her.
因为她在这个事情上面让基督居首位。
Because in this matter, she let Christ have preeminence.
她只能够依靠他。
She can only trust in him.
她说主啊，你一定要帮助我。
She said, Lord, you have to help me.
你要在这里。
You have to be here.
你要在这边做主掌权。
You have to be here, be Lord, and to reign here.
你就发现说，在这个服事上面呢，这位姊妹就带进，就把属灵的实际带进到这个服事里。
So in this service, the sister brought in spiritual reality.
所以，当然另外一个也是相似的例子啊。
Another similar example.
也许有一个弟兄，他已经跟这个福音朋友已经相处过好多年，就已经很知道怎么传福音了。
Maybe a brother has already been with gospel friends for a very long time, know how to preach the gospel.
然后另外一位弟兄总是觉得，我为什么讲都没有人信主呢？
Another brother said, you know, I tried to preach, but nobody wants to believe.
所以现在他们有机会遇见了福音朋友。
But now both have opportunity to meet gospel friends.
那我们知道后面这个弟兄呢，他必须要拼命的在主面前仰望主。
So the latter brother, he has to look toward the Lord.
因为每次福音朋友问问题，我就答不上来嘛。
Because every time the gospel friends ask questions, he couldn't answer.
所以我要依靠主，就如果有问题的话，我需要知道怎么样有合适的回答。
So if there are questions, then I have to know how to answer them in a suitable way.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这种情形底下，当我们把基督放在首位的时候。
So brothers and sisters, in these kind of circumstances, when we put Christ and to let him have preeminence.
我们其实在不知不觉当中已经把一个属灵实际带进我们的身上。
So unknowingly, we have brought in spiritual reality.
对，我们也相信他是带进服事，带进这些被服事的对象。
And also brings in service and those who have been served.
好，我想我最后一个点是从疫情，我们目前所遭受的疫情来多摸着属灵的实际。
And lastly, I want to share on how, like, during this pandemic, we can touch more of spiritual reality.
其实我们在疫情开头的时候也有过类似的想法。
In the very beginning of the pandemic, we have these thoughts.
就是说在没有疫情，在我们平常正常的情形，我们都会来聚会。
If it's not under the pandemic, you know, we would come and gather together.
我们有很多怎么讲，就是 physically 要做的事情，或者可以直接 in person 跟弟兄姊妹交谈。
There are many things that we can do when we come in person.
对，我们也可以有聚会、有活动等等。
We can have meetings and we can have other activities.
我们好像在做很多所谓属灵的事情。
Maybe we are doing.You can so-call spiritual matters.
但是在这个疫情一来之后，
But when the pandemic came,
它基本上把很大一部分都拿走了。
It took away a big part of it.
对，拿走之后，我们就要去思想，到底我追求主那个实质的东西，我是在做什么。
Once it's taken away, we have to ponder, and when we come and pursue the Lord, what are we doing?
所以当康登弟兄教，我不晓得他这个统计是哪来的哈。
I do not know where he got his statistics.
一方面蛮叫人忧伤的，一方面好像也不是那么 surprise.
It's very sad, but it's not surprise.
他说20%的聚会的这个聚会的场所地方哈关门了。
About 20% of meeting places closed.
然后。有1/3的基督徒还继续聚会。
Only 1/3 of Christians continue together.
就听起来是已经有2/3的人已经不怎么在聚会了。
And from that we know about 2/3 are no longer meeting.
对，当然如果你聚会的人少，你的奉献就少。
And when, you know, less people come, there'll be less offering.
那如果一个房子要交房租，要做一些有很多expense 的话，你可能就真的撑不下去。
So many meeting places, you know, there are a lot of expenses running the building, so it's hard to maintain.
所以弟兄姊妹，有一个角度，我想我们还是应该要很感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, we ought to be thankful.
对，我们在最困难的时候。我们神给了我们这个地方。
In the most difficult times, the Lord gave to us this place.
我们不觉得我们有比谁好。
We do not feel we are any better than anyone.
我想我们要感谢这是主的怜悯。
We have to be thankful that this is by the mercy of God.
所以我们那个郭弟兄用一个那个图画也给我一个很深的一个印象。
So Brother Paul left a deep impression with a picture.
就是当以色列人在摩西那个时代，以色列人他们在埃及地呢，他们非常清楚，非常知道怎么去服侍法老。
So the Israelites were in Egypt, they knew very well how to serve Pharaoh.
对，每天要固定去找多少泥巴、多少草做成多少砖。
How much mud, how much straw to make the bricks.
然后就把这个事情完成，或是做一些什么。盖起一些建筑物等等。
And to finish all these and maybe build something.
哇，他们非常的，就是那个图画非常的清楚，那个目标非常清楚，我知道服侍是什么意思，是做什么。
That picture was very clear. The goal was very clear. You know how to serve.
但是我们耶和华神说啊，你们要离开埃及到旷野去那边服侍我。
But the Lord God said that you have to leave Egypt and come to go to the wilderness to serve me.
结果当他们被带到那个旷野的时候，就有一个会幕。
So when they go into the wilderness, there's this tabernacle.
对，你没有砖，没有草，没有泥，没有砖，没有法老，这没事情做。
No mud, no straws, no bricks. You have no Pharaoh. What do you do?
但是神说你们要在这个情况来服侍我。
But the Lord say, under such circumstances, you come and serve me.
所以这就给我们思想说，什么是服侍神的那个实际。
So it leads us to, it causes us to come and ponder what is the reality of serving God.
也让我们想说，我们在这边一同的聚会，我们聚会的实际是什么。
Also helps me to think, you know, when we come and gather together, what is that reality of gathering together?
我们是侍奉外面的事物呢，还是我们是侍奉神的自己？
Are we serving the outward things, or are we serving God Himself?
所以弟兄姊妹，的确啊，这个这次的疫情呢，盼望虽然在人来说是一个负面的一个情况。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this pandemic seems to be a negative matter before man.
但是愿意主借着这个环境跟机会呢，把我们带到更单纯的情形去寻求什么是属灵的实际。
But may the Lord use this environment and bring this in simplicity to know spiritual reality.
那我想也许我今天的各个点比较分散。
Maybe these are all very scattered points.
对，我们从我们人的堕落开始呢，我们发现我们已经失去了那个真实了。
From the fall of man, we see that we lose that truth.
但是神要借着我们重生得救，叫我们能够恢复认识，进入那个属灵的实际。
But God having us born again to bring us, restore us, and bring us into spiritual reality.
然后借着这个属灵的实际，我们可以面对我们的生活。
That through spiritual reality, we can face our daily living.
可以面对我们的服事。
We can face our service.
然后我们要紧紧抓住主，抓住他是居首位，好叫我们常常能够持定，能够真的叫我们有属灵的实际在我们各方各面上。
We have to hold fast to the Lord that He has preeminence, that indeed in every area of our life we have that spiritual reality.
我想我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，叫我们能够聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that we can gather before you.
主啊，带领我们，开我们眼睛，叫我们看见你的同在是何等的真实。
Lord, lead us, open our eyes to see. How true, how real is your presence?
主啊，给我们一个提醒，也给我们一个爱慕，我们一定要脱离虚假。
Lord, remind us and Lord, give us this love that, that we have to get rid of this falsehood.
我们愿意要得着那个真正有价值的真东西。
We want to be done with falsehood and want to gain what is truly of value.
主啊，但愿在我们这个开头这样子一同相聚的这个机会里。
Lord, having this opportunity that when we can gather again together.
你清清楚楚的主啊定下一个目标，我们要持续的保守并且追求那属灵的实际。
So that you clearly, put out this goal that we will grab hold on and also pursue the spiritual reality.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.